Hello, this is Paul with ConvertingCopy.com, and today we're going to be talking about link velocity. Now, what is link velocity? Well, all this is a term to describe the rate at which you're building links to your site or a specific page on your site. These days, it's crucial that you consider your link velocity and how quickly, or better said, how naturally you're building your links over any given period of time, because anything that doesn't look natural, especially in this post-panda and post-penguin especially world that we're living in on the internet, is going to set off some red flags and can affect your rankings in the search engines negatively. So these days it's all about looking natural and building your links naturally. So let's take a look at a diagram which shows poor or unnatural link velocity. This is what you should avoid. So as you can see here, from each month to month, we're showing how many links our site is bringing in. And you can see it's jumping and dropping from one month to the next. And, you know, if this were a natural site, we were just building links naturally, this should be more of a straight upwards curve, because the site should kind of snowball on itself and collect more and more traffic and links naturally over time, as more and more people find out about the site. So the problem with this is, it looks like you've either been using kind of spammy link building software, or you maybe have been purchasing links. But either way, it looks like, you know, you've built a lot of links, then you kind of slacked off the next. But really, just the basic truth about this is, it does not look natural, and a white hat run SEO site would not have this kind of link profile or velocity. So now, conversely, take a look at a good or natural link velocity site. You can see right here, it's pretty much just an upward climb. Now, we're not having thousands of links in the first month, but remember, that's going to get you in the sandbox, because Google hates it when a new site especially gets a ton of links in a very short period of time, because it's clear that any new site, unless there was like a massive Super Bowl commercial ad pointing to that website, it would not receive that kind of traffic in that kind of time and those in the links that go with it. So basically what we do is, when we start a new site or just have our site, we're building links naturally. We are creating good content, we're putting it out there for people to find, link bait, things like that. Other webmasters find that content and link to it of their own volition. We're not creating a lot of links to our own site, because that's never good either. That doesn't look natural, that you should have to create your own links to your site. So you can see, with each month, as we get more and more links, we're going to improve in the search engines, and that's going to increase our site's visibility, and that's going to in turn bring in more links as more and more people and other webmasters find our site and link to it of their own volition. So that's how you want to kind of build links to your site in terms of link velocity. You want it to be slow and steady, and you want it to climb over time. You know, a new site's not going to have 2,000 links in the first month. It's going to get there after several months or even a couple years or something like that. But once you have a site that's receiving those kinds of links, then generally you're going to be doing pretty well in the SERPs, you're going to be getting good traffic, and you're going to be making good money. It just doesn't happen overnight. So anyone talking about a magic bullet, you know, any kind of program or software that claims to do this really quickly for you overnight, generally is going to get you in trouble, if not now, then down the road, but probably now, given that we're living in this post-penguin kind of world. And one more thing to mention is that if you do see that your links kind of drop off in a given month, even though you've been building it naturally and slowly, then that's an indication that one of your traffic sources has likely dried up. So this can be paid or it can be organic. Either way, it means that there's something which you should be looking into, because it means your traffic has died off, and there's a reason for that, because you would be receiving links at the same rate if your traffic was coming in at the same rate. So it can be very telling in that way too, so something to keep in mind. So anyways, thank you for watching this brief tutorial on link velocity, and I will see you guys next time.